Such a amazing quote from Mark Twain, talking about the two most important moments in one's life. The first being the day that you're born. The second being when you figure out why. What's the whole purpose of it? What leads to a good life? What leads to a happy life? What leads to a fulfilling, contented, rich, full life? These are really important questions. What's the meaning of it? What's the purpose of it? What's it all about? Is it worth thinking about this stuff? Is it worth introspecting on? Very, very famous entrepreneur Marc Andreessen has recently been talking about how he just doesn't do introspection. He does not explore the recesses of his mind. And I think that that's absolutely fascinating because that's what he thinks. I essentially think the opposite, and he's wildly more successful than I am. So maybe I am wrong. But then, of course, you've got the other really famous quote says that the unexamined life, sorry, the unexamined life is not worth living. So you have all these things. And I don't know the answers. I do not have them, but I am exploring. I am looking for them. And in a lot of ways, I think that that is what does make for a rich and happy and well-lived life, not only for oneself, but for other people as well. So, what's it all about? I was looking into utilitarianism this morning, and that's what I was thinking a little bit about. And it talks about the idea is happiness minus suffering. That is, that's what you're looking to maximize, is get the most amount of happiness with the least amount of suffering. And that's kind of what it's all about. And I thought, well, that's really interesting because I wouldn't have thought that they would have used the term happiness. But that is, in fact, the term that one of the originators of it used. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But anyway, the idea of being happy, it sounds very reasonable. It sounds pretty harmless. It sounds like a correct thing, but that's not true because the purpose of life is not to be happy. I guess that sounds, in a way, antithetical to common sense because why wouldn't I want to be happy? Why wouldn't I want to feel good? Why wouldn't I want to avoid pain? But when you start to peel back those layers, you don't find it just chasing happiness. It's not found, and more often than not, it's going to cause more pain and more suffering. So your desire and pursuit of happiness leads to the opposite of that, because that will lead you to comfort, that will lead you to distraction, that will lead you to short-term decision making, and it will lead you to, unless you're careful, a life that you don't want and that you certainly didn't choose. And that's because happiness is not a reliable or worthwhile North Star to be pursuing. Happiness is a feeling. I am me, my feelings are them, not the same thing. And my feelings and my preferences change, maybe even all the time. Some of them are certainly do. So what do we do instead? If not chasing or pursuing happiness, what instead? And I think that when we go a little bit deeper, find something more substantial, find something that puts strong footing underneath you. I landed on a term called virtuous contentment. And the idea is that I'm not trying to feel good, I'm trying to live properly, I'm trying to live right. So the thinkers behind utilitarianism, Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill, they did talk a lot about happiness, talked about maximizing happiness, expanding happiness, creating more of it for other people, which is a nice thing. And that's valuable and kind and good. And of course, we should care about reducing suffering. And of course, we should care about improving the lives. But Mill recognized a problem in this is that not all happiness is equal. Not all pleasure is worthy or worthwhile. And he said, it's better to be a human being dissatisfied than a pig satisfied. And I certainly agree with that. It's better to be a human being dissatisfied than a pig satisfied. So there's something more important than just feeling good. And that something that's more important than just feeling good is how it is that you're going about your life, how it is that you are conducting yourself, how you're actually living. And that's where this idea of virtuous contentment comes in, because it's not about constant happiness. I think it's far more than that. It's far more than finding constant happiness. It's far more than eliminating discomfort. It's being able to say, I know what matters and I do what matters. So I'm living in alignment with what I believe to be the most important. Even when I'm tired, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it has a cost, I'm doing those things. So how do you actually do it? How do you make decisions based on that kind of a framework? So let's break it down using the six areas of life that are most important and your most valuable resources, because we can be super philosophical about everything, but I'm more of a user manual, step-by-step kind of a guy, which you know. So I am interested in squishy woo-woo kind of stuff, but I want to be able to translate and actually do it. So I want to make it real. Not just theoretical. I want to bridge that gap between what I know and what I actually do. So, for your family, this idea of virtuous contentment in our family life is not what feels easiest tonight. Although we're seduced by that, of course, it's what does my family actually need from me? What do they actually need from me right now? What can I deliver on? Sometimes it's rest. Sometimes it's present. Sometimes it's patience when I have very little, if none. Happiness would say, just do what feels good. So, idea of virtuous contentment says, be who your family needs you to be. Be capable of showing up in the way that your family needs you. There's the virtue part, because you have to be fully capable of showing up in every way that they need you to be. And if you're not, well, there's an opportunity for you to get better. Level up, for lack of a better term. What about your community? I think we see this all the time, and I've been victim to this, and I've probably dispensed this advice, but it's really easy to confuse just being visible with actually making a contribution. You could show up to meetings, but if you're just sort of halfway there, it's not as good. You can post about whatever your community is interested, you can make comments, you can react. And that kind of feels like an engagement. And from a social media perspective, that is engagement. But what virtuous contentment asks is, am I actually helping? Am I being additive? Am I giving of my most valuable resources, time, attention, effort? Or am I just vapidly signaling that these are important to me? You build a community, you don't just put on a play. Building a community requires real work. It requires that you're able to make various forms of contribution, not just to write a new flag in your bio and before being for the current thing. What about for your work and your money? I think that this is where this utilitarian idea shows up quite a bit. Trying to maximize outcomes, maximize income, maximize your level of efficiency, your ability to get things done. Nothing wrong with that. But virtuous contentment adds a layer on top of that, asking, am I building something that I actually respect? Am I serving people well? Am I doing work that I will happily stand behind? Because making more money at the cost of your standards and your morals, that's not winning. That's essentially selling your soul. That's grifting. Awful lot of that going on these days. Awful lot of people doing or saying whatever they need to get paid. That's gross. Might make you happy, but it is not an admirable, not a virtuous behavior. What about for well-being? This is one of those super simple ones, but not easy at all, because our bodies and our minds have requirements. Gotta move, gotta rest, I need to fuel myself. I need to sustain. I need to be still and not living in chaos. So virtuous contentment says, do the things that support long-term health, even when you don't feel like it, because what feels good right now is often not what is good for you later. Obviously. Obviously. What feels good right now could be another glass of wine, could be another piece of pizza, could be staying on the couch, could be some more sleep. And more sleep is oftentimes a good thing, but not if it flies in the face of what you're actually trying to accomplish. From a personal development standpoint, I mean, growth is uncomfortable. By very nature of what growing is, it is thrusting you into uncomfort, discomfort. Learning can be frustrating. Being a beginner is really maddening sometimes. Improvement demands and requires effort. So if your decision making is based on happiness, you're not going to do it. You will stop. But virtuous contentment says, lean in, because becoming better is worth the temporary discomfort. In fact, I would suggest and advocate that it is the North Star. It is what animates me. It is my primary objective. It is the thing that animates and drives me. So of course, it's worth temporary discomfort. What about peace of mind? Everybody wants peace of mind. Everybody wants to be calm. Everybody wants a sense of clarity and stability. But irony strikes, you don't get peace of mind by chasing peace of mind. You get it by living in a way that is aligned with your values and your standards. You get it when you are putting in a hard day's work, when you're doing all the uncomfortable things that you don't want to do, but you have to do. That's where you get peace of mind. By doing what you said you would do, by handling what needs to be handled, not by avoiding hard things. Your resources, your most valuable resources, time, attention, energy, and money. Every decision you make is a decision about the allocation of these resources, and they're your most valuable because they are finite. So the question is, how will spending these make me happiest? No, that's not the right question. The right question is, what is worth spending my life on? Because that's what you're doing. You are spending your life one decision at a time. So how do you know? What's the framework, the decision-making filter? Simply put, before making a decision, ask yourself, does this align with what really matters to me, with what I've told myself I want? Does this move me closer to or away from the person that I'm really interested in becoming? Is this a conscious burn of a resource, or am I just doing it unconsciously? Because you're always burning something. We're burning time, energy, attention, money. Question is, are you choosing it, or is it choosing you? So utilitarianism asks, what creates the most happiness? Well, virtuous contentment asks, what's worth the burn? And those are not always the same answer, not by a long shot. Most people are going to spend their lives chasing happiness. And they'll call that a plan. They plan to do that. But happiness, that is a poor engineer, that is a poor architect, that is a poor map maker, because all it does is it just builds comfortable cages, doesn't make for meaningful lives. The person who knows what matters doesn't ask what feels good. They ask, is this worth doing? And if the answer is yes, then they do it. Whether it feels good or not. So, as always, we're talking about how better to do your part by doing your best.